This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherman said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. Federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. The attack left 4 people dead and dozens wounded. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI is also asking for the public's help in identifying the rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the U.S. Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot, which ended with 4 people dead. A day after the chaos at the Capitol, the Associated Press reports Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 16th. In a statement early in the day, Sun defended his officer's action, but he did not say why he had declined additional manpower and resources. Meantime, some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol remain at large this evening. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, as always. That is voanews.com. Also, for the very latest news on the VOA mobile app via remote, this is